Good morning. Welcome to our service of worship in song this morning. It's a blessing to welcome you to this time. And one of those old adages is really happening this morning, where somebody new can change things and not have anybody get upset at them, right? If I had told the people in the back to move across the aisle, I would have had a lot of people upset at me. But having the choir back there, but feel free to enjoy. And thankful that Pastor Ryan has coordinated all this for our worship this morning. The second Children's Christmas Program practice for first through sixth graders will happen this Wednesday at 6:30, and that will happen here in the sanctuary. The basket of flowers on the altar are from the memorial service for Wayne Spies on Friday, so continue to keep that family in your prayers. And I invite Karen to come forward and share.
Well, good morning. Well, I'm coming to you today as a member of the Evangelism Committee because we have a project we would like the church to help us with. Now, true evangelism means to go out and preach the gospel and share the love of Christ. So we're doing what we kind of call a reverse evangelism event. We really truly believe that Christians need to be in church on Christmas Eve. We need to reach out to those unchurched or maybe those people that have kind of gotten away from church and need to come back. So what we've decided is we're going to do a event that we're going to call Follow the Lights to St. John's Christian Church. You all know that Dean Buckemeyer and some of his helpers have been setting up luminaires throughout the streets of Archibald for a while. And if you recall, they're beautiful. So we thought we'd piggyback on that a little bit. And we are going to have an event where we're going to put some yard signs up, so I need some people for those. But we just want to welcome people to our church on Christmas Eve. We truly believe that we have a warm, welcoming church and non-judgmental church that if people come and see how great we are, they'll continue to come back to church. So what is your part in this? One, we're going to need some help with the luminaires. So on Friday, prior to Christmas Eve, which is the 23rd, Dean is going to have everything set up in the parish hall. At about 10 o'clock in the morning, we would like volunteers to come in and help get all the luminaires ready to go. On the 24th then, about 1 o'clock, we're going to start putting the luminaires out, so we'll need some people to help with that. And then on the 25th, after church, we'd like some help collecting those. So what else do I need from you? I need anyone who wants to volunteer to be a greeter. We'd really like to greet the people coming in so that they would feel welcome here at our church. So if you know the church people really well and you'll be able to recognize a visitor, that'd be a great person for that. The last thing I need is some people who would be willing to put some of these signs out in their yards. If you have a real visible yard that you'd like, I've got about 30 of these, but I need them back next year because hopefully this will be successful and we can do it again. So I have these out near the parish hall. I'll probably be down there. If you're interested and you have a really good visible yard, we'd like you to take one of these home, take care of it, bring it back to me next year. I'd like to thank everyone in advance for your help. There's a sign-up sheet that Jocelyn has made up on the bulletin board. If you'd like to help, please sign up.
Thanks, Karen. We are blessed this morning to have Kyle Zanker with us. Kyle comes from Crossroad Child and Family Services. She has been the chief development officer there for the last 27 plus years, and she is now transitioning into full time, well-deserved retirement in January. And I didn't know how many times Kyle has made her way over here, but according to her calendar, she's been here. This will be her 17th time sharing with us as a congregation. And I enjoy the descriptive line in her retirement announcement included in the 2022 winter newsletter of Crossroad. And it says, "She is the best of us and she will be missed." So thanks for this 17th time to share. And I invite you to come forward.
It really is a joy to be here. And I said in the first service that if I lived near here, I would come here to church. I feel welcome. I feel like this is a church that is living and growing and living the word. And so I'm grateful to have had the experience of getting to be here with you over the last 27 years of my career at Crossroad. I come to you this morning to share with you why it is important that you support us and to remind you that you were a part of our founding in 1883. I think you had been in existence maybe, well, not you personally, but your church had been in existence for maybe 30 years. But you were a part of our founding at that time in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And since then, you have helped us help thousands and thousands of children. Today, we serve children on campus ages 6 and up who are primarily victims of very serious abuse and neglect. They are children with very serious mental health issues. They have serious life issues. And some of them, however, are children from homes that might appear to be healthy and well. And children sometimes have emotional mental health issues that seem to have no result from something that happened within the family. And we work with both of those kinds of children. Very quickly this morning, I want to tell you three very quick little stories. One, we have a young woman who is with us right now who has been in placements 70 times. We are actually her 71st placement. She is from Ohio, by the way, and she has spent most of her life in and out of treatment centers and hospitals, psychiatric hospitals. She does not have a family, and she is really suffering from not understanding what life is about, what family is about, what relationship is about. She's been really troublesome on our campus. Our staff have experienced a lot of really serious time with her. She spent the first few weeks in and out of the hospital while she was with us. But she's learning right now to have relationship with some of our staff. And she's in a really good place. And this is the first time she has been in a really, in the kind of psychiatric treatment facility that we are, that is maybe a long-term placement for her. We think that she may be with us until she becomes an adult. She is one of the children that you help. I also want to tell you about, we have a young woman who was with us maybe 20 years ago, who went back to school. We have a donor program that helps young people go back to school, post-high school education. This young woman just received her master's in psychology. It took her a long time to get there, but she is there, and she's working on her doctorate, and she will soon have a doctorate in psychology and will be working at an organization similar to ours in Ohio. So I wanted to share that with you. And then third, I wanted to tell you about one of our little boys. So our school on our campus became a new tech academy during the pandemic. And one of the things that we do is a lot of project-based learning. And one of our boys who was through a small project that took place in our school surrounding apples had learned about nutrition of apples and how apples grow and the different kinds of apples. And at the end of their project, the short teams got to make apple pie recipes and apple crisp recipes and all kinds of apple things. And this little boy got to make apple crisp with his small group. And after the experience was over, our principal asked him, "What did you learn in this project-based learning about apples?" And he said, "Mr. Dorman, I learned that if you don't know somebody or you don't like them very much, when you work on a project together, you can become friends." And that is a huge step in the life of a child who has the kinds of emotional mental health problems this child has, because it's about relationship. All of these children, it's about relationship, and it's in relationship they come to find hope and healing, and that's what you help us do. I also just want to say very quickly, this has been one of the most difficult financial years we have had at Crossroad, because the gap between what is paid to us by entities like the Departments of Child Services who send children to us and the actual cost, as you may have seen in the economy, in your own household, has been huge. So your gifts are doubly important this year, and I thank you greatly for 140 years of helping kids and families. I thank you.
Don't go anywhere. the announcement in the newsletter said we can also give gifts to Crossroad in honor of Kyle's anchor. So here's a $500 check to Crossroad in your honor. So thank you. Yep.
This morning, we're going to have a special choir treat, a cantata, but a cantata where you get to join in as well. So they'll be on the screen, they'll be indicating where the congregation gets to join in and sing with us. And this cantata called Candles and Carols explores the different themes of hope, peace, joy, love, and ultimately all pointing towards Christ. For the prelude this morning, you are invited to sing the whole piece with us. This is based off of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Hear the scripture from the Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 through 10. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and in his place of rest will be glorious. Let's bow in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for the promise of this Holy Scripture. We thank you for the coming of Jesus, and Jesus the Christ, our Messiah, our Redeemer. Lord, we pray that in this time of worship, you would open our hearts to your leading. We thank you for the power of your forgiveness and the love of your grace. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. The setting seems so common. The soft and low noises of the animals, donkeys, sheep, goats, they fit so well into the setting. It was a stable after all. But was this the proper place? Surely there was a room available. Wouldn't someone give up the room in order to allow the expectant mother a comfortable bed? But in after in, maybe even at home after home, the door was closed in the couple's faces. No room here. We're full up. Move on. Try down the lane. At one place, as they moved along, the closed door opened up again, and the innkeeper pointed to the stable. It wasn't much, but it was shelter. Four walls and a roof to keep the wind and the weather out. The animals were snug and warm. Maybe this corner would be enough. A simple stable, a simple manger, which God blessed with holy light.
For generations, the people of the Old Testament awaited the promised Messiah. God sent prophet after prophet to deliver this message of continued hope. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you a hope and a future. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Therefore, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of the gospel, who preach glad tidings. For yesterday's prophets and today's messengers who proclaim the hope of salvation to people everywhere, we give thanks.
Our fears and sins. On the second Sunday of Advent, we relight the candle of hope. We all experience times of unrest, anxiety, worry, or the like. Living by the teachings of Jesus helps us to live as God wants us to live, which brings peace. Hear these words of Scripture from Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. For us, a child is born. For to us, a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. We light this second candle to proclaim the coming of the light of God into the world. With the coming of this light, there is peace, for Christ is called the Prince of Peace. Christ's name is also Emmanuel, God with us. The presence of Christ is with us can give us peace day by day. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you that though all these years you have given peace to your people. Help us to have your peace in our lives. We pray that in this Advent season we may, by what we do, show your presence to the sick, to the hungry, and to the lonely, so that they too may have peace. Amen.
You can find the words to the second verse of We Light the Advent Candle either on the screen or on page 6 of your bulletin.
Next two pieces are The Light of Peace and The Light of Joy. The congregation is invited to join us on the third verse of The Light of Peace, and at that time I'd ask you to stand and sing, and you can remain standing through the narration of Light of Joy.
An angel of the Lord appeared to simple shepherds, saying, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Suddenly the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom his favor rests." The announcement of his birth was not to royalty, nor to the famous, but to the simple, common people of the day. After they had seen him lying in the manger, the shepherds told everyone they met about this child, the bearer of peace. Hear the word of the Lord. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace, for there is a future for the people of peace. For yesterday's simple shepherds and for today's ordinary people across the globe who welcome peace and work on its behalf, we give thanks.
Thank you.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Magi from the east came seeking him and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And the star they had seen went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, the Magi were filled with joy. Hear the word of the Lord. "I will turn your mourning into gladness. I will give you comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I tell you the truth. You may weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You may grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. For the Magi of yesterday who crossed the expanse of nations, and for those today who bridge chasms of the heart, earnestly seeking the source of everlasting joy, we give thanks.